Happy Friday to you and welcome back to the Wide World of Sports Morning Update. You're with your host, Mike Pearsall, here to cover the last night's action in the footy codes and preview what's ahead for the weekend. Let's start with the NRL's grand final rematch, which proved to be an absolute mismatch. The Panthers thrashing the Broncos 34-12 in Penrith. The Broncos did start well, but lost all momentum when Reece Walsh came off with a face injury 4 minutes in. Nathan Cleary and co. took advantage of their backline reshuffle, carving the Broncos up on their makeshift left edge. Despite the big win, Cleary says it won't be the last time they see the Broncos this season.
I'm sure we'll meet them, you know, in bigger games later in the year, hopefully. So, they're a great side. They obviously missing a bit of star power tonight, Pano and Reno out, and then losing Walsh early.
Broncos coach Kevin Walters says they did start well but lost momentum after losing Walsh.
Yeah, we had to make those adjustments, and then when you make the adjustments, as a team, we didn't handle that too well. Then we started to try and do things as individuals, which was never going to work, both in defence and attack.
Looking ahead, a massive game tonight in the NRL with South Sydney to take on the Sydney Roosters. Jack Whiten's preparing to make his long-awaited club debut for the Rabbitohs. The former Raider will line up in the centres in tonight's clash between the two rivals. South's coach Jason Demetrio says he can't wait to see his marquee man in action.
A lot of hype around Jack when he signed, and then obviously missing the first two rounds, but yeah, his energy that he's brought to the place this week's been infectious, and I know how excited the boys are to get out there and represent for his debut game.
In AFL, Collingwood has slumped to 3 straight losses, going down to St Kilda by 15 points at the MCG. It's the first win of the season for the Saints, who celebrated victory in honour of club great Danny Frawley. The win came at a cost, with Mason Wood stretchered off late in the first quarter after a heavy knock with teammate Zane Cordy. Coach Ross Lyon says after early slip-ups, they concentrated on breaking Collingwood's game plan.
I thought we buggered it up early, some real simple errors. And then we just, you know, couple of simple focus points on Collingwood to fuel their patterns. Often it's hard to stop, but tonight we did a pretty good job of that.
The Magpies are now just the second premiers in the AFL era to start their flag defence with 3 losses. The Socceroos have all but assured themselves a place in the next round of World Cup qualifying with a 2-0 win over Lebanon at Western Sydney Stadium. Keanu Backus opened the scoring in just the 5th minute when his cross into the box found the far post, as heard on Paramount.
Backus has curled one in at the ground where he made his name with Western Sydney Wanderers. Did he mean it? I don't think anyone cares.
No, I don't think they do. That call thanks to Paramount there. Socceroos coach Graham Arnold says he's happy with the win, but they do need to be better going forward.
Bit of sloppiness, you know, turnover ball, and pitch wasn't easy, huh? I think, some of the turnovers was the boys don't normally make, but, we got to be better than that.
They'll meet again on Tuesday night in Canberra. To cricket now, WA will enter day 2 of the Sheffield Shield final in control against Tasmania at 8 for 325. Opener Sam Whiteman got his side off to a perfect start, raising the bat with a knock of 104 at the Wacker.
It's a nice feeling. Anytime you score 100's, an amazing feeling, but it's nice to do it in a big game. Felt really good at the crease today and pretty happy with how I played.
Australia's women's tour of Bangladesh is off to a belter start. They've won the first one-dayer by 118 runs. And down at Melbourne at the Australian Grand Prix, the first of 4 supercars races for the Melbourne Super Sprint has been raced. Brock Feeney coming out on top there. He was joined on the podium by Red Bull teammate Will Brown and Penrite's Matt Payne. It's the youngest ever podium in supercars with an average age of 22 years and 327 days. The Formula One drivers will be in action today with their first practice sessions around Albert Park. That is the latest from Wide World of Sports. Thanks for tuning in to the Morning Update. I'm Mike Pearsall. I'll be back on Monday. You can catch our afternoon pod later today for a bit more of a preview of tonight's games. Otherwise, I'll see you next week. Have a great weekend.